Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I bless the Lord and I thank the Lord that we're able to spend this time together. And I pray that you're drawing ever closer to the Lord. Well, if you've been able to join me for the broadcast this week, we've been ministering on entering into full sonship. And we have been looking at Romans 8. And there is amazing revelation that God gave Paul in this chapter. There is a freedom that I don't think we as Christians have fully laid hold of. Oh, they're very familiar passages. It begins, the first verse says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And that is not talking about sinless perfection in terms of our attitudes or actions, but it talks about a determination of the heart and the will. You are desiring to please God. You are desiring to walk in the Spirit. This is your heart's cry. And the Holy Spirit loves that. Jesus loves that. He's interceding for you at the right hand of the Father. And so there's a freedom, and it's, you know, sometimes passages are so familiar, they don't even register with us anymore. But what he is saying, we as God's people are not like the people in the world anymore. We have been made free, set free from a law. These are spiritual laws, beloved, the law of sin and death. Sin, disobedience, brought those laws into existence through our first parents. But through Jesus Christ, the second man, Adam, we have been made alive. We shall not die. Maybe our physical bodies may perish, but we have eternal life because of what God has done in our behalf. And so we are no longer under the tyranny of sin. Well, I just have to sin a little bit every day. No, you don't. No. God will strengthen you with might in your inner man. You will. It says there's no condemnation to those who are walking in the Spirit. Did you hear that? Now, if you're not willing to do that, if you're just saying, well, you know, I don't have the strength, and you just, there's no resisting of the work of the enemy, and you're just walking in the flesh, well, that, you know, then you're going to get your portion, which is not going to be blessings. God has ways of getting through to you that you'll decide maybe it is a good thing to walk in the Spirit. And so, because our God is loving, He's merciful, He's not willing that any should perish. And once we've begun this walk in Christ, once He who began this good work in you, beloved, He's going to be faithful to complete it as long as you remain faithful to Him. Now, if you push away and you say, well, I don't want to serve the Lord anymore, I've had it, it doesn't work, I can't do it, well, then you're making an act of the will, and you're making it dangerous, you're headed off in a dangerous direction. But even then, God is faithful to call the backslider back, as He did, you know, the prodigal son, that example in the Bible. The father waits and yearns and keeps looking for the prodigals to return. Some of you have loved ones and friends that are perhaps in that category, but God is faithful and you continue to pray, okay? So the Word of God says in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 11, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves," in other words, think about this, beloved, "reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And that word reckon, well, Webster defines it as to calculate, to count, to value, to think, to be of an opinion. That's what we're supposed to do. We are dead unto sin, that we just want to please God. You know, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. You know, love, joy, peace, gentleness, temperance, meekness, faith. Against these, fruit of the Spirit, which is the character of Jesus, there is no law outside of the perfect law of liberty. Beloved, it doesn't get better than that. Praise God. So let's go back to that primary admonition that Paul is hammering in this chapter. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is not talking about sinless perfection. It's talking about a desire, an attitude of the heart and mind, that is what you want to do. And that's what God is going to honor. And so this chapter first covers sin, and then it includes everything that would bring condemnation into the lives of a Christian. Before we can progress in Jesus Christ in any significant way, we first have to confess our need of a deeper experience with Christ. It's not just enough to say, well, I've accepted Jesus, He's my Savior. When I die, I'm going to go to heaven. That's wonderful, but that's just the beginning. You're just getting started. God doesn't want babies in heaven. I mean, not as a grown person. He wants you to learn the things of God. He wants you to grow in the things of the Spirit. He wants you to walk in righteousness and experience the deeper things of God. And He's a wonderful teacher. Oh, the Holy Spirit is so good. He just knows what to give you when you need it. He doesn't overwhelm you. He's a wonderful teacher, a surpassing teacher. No one comes to His perfection, His sensitivity, as the Holy Spirit. And He customizes and tailor makes to your needs where you are truths that will help you grow and will bring joy into your life and blessing into your life. But you got to be attentive. You just can't, you know, put your head to the ground and push and barrel your way through. That won't work. You have to conform yourself to the Word of God. You have to read the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And of course, you can do that by, you know, going to church, listening to sermons, listening to television, radio, but you need that special time with the Lord. So you've got to confess and understand you need a deeper experience with Jesus. That's what my prayer. I say, Lord, I want to know You more intimately. And so often the churches of today, they're just bogged down in programs and in things that are not bad in themselves, but how many are pressing into the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ? That's why God gave fivefold ministry, to edify the saints of God, that we might all come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. That's a high calling, beloved. And that's where everything, anything in the church should be done in that, with that focus. That's the end game. That's where we're headed. And if it's not, if it's just meeting people's social needs or physical needs, and those are good things, but that's not the priority. That flows out of the priority, if you will. And so, you know, historically, much of churchianity has, you know, for years, they've been bogged down one way or another with programs, with some new strategy to build the church or, you know, gain converts. And everyone in their own ways trying to hold on to, in some cases, traditions set down by men of little foresight in the Spirit. And many are giving expression to their carnal feelings rather than continuing to walk in the Spirit. And beloved, we have to rely on God and allow, as in those in leadership, to speak to the congregation so that the Word of God can meet their needs. It's nothing to do with our own ingenuity or new ways to, you know, increase membership or add activities to bring in the world. Beloved, what's going to bring in the world is the power of God. When Jesus went about And the same with the disciples, healing the sick, casting out devils, preaching the word, the gospel of the kingdom. People flocked to him. There were multitudes. And the same with the early church. I mean, when revival started, when the signs were being experienced, when people are being healed, raised from the dead, that's all you need. That's all you need to say, you know, I think I'm going to see what God is saying and to receive from the hand of the Lord. And, you know, we've, over the years, there's been thousands of sermons preached about the power of the church. But in some cases, there has been such an apostasy. Hopefully, that's not your experiences in the churches you've been in, but it is happening, where they deny the divinity of Christ, the Immaculate conception of Jesus, that it was by the Holy Spirit, or even the miracles. Beloved, it's hard to understand how you could call yourself a Christian and not believe the essence of the Word of God. But as I've said over the decades, that's the dividing line. You either believe the Word of God or you have to make it, quote, relevant for today, which strips it of its power, the gospel of its power. And so, you know, we've preached a Christ of yesterday, what Jesus did long ago, but we need the Christ of now, beloved. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. People need to have hope. They need to have that hope and faith rekindled in their heart to have again a desire to serve the living Christ. Beloved, there's a heavenly place for the church to walk in right here on this earth, and that's by walking in the Spirit. Well, my time has again just flown by, and we'll continue on with tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time. If you're not able to, there's always the website you can go to and click on the broadcast. They're there archived for your convenience. And as always, I invite you to write, email if you choose, and I will always confirm receipt and pray for your needs. If you'd like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day. I ask for your prayers. God is doing some wonderful things. There's exciting things happening in the Spirit. I know there's been a lot of battles and struggles, but I tell you, beloved, there's some times of breakthrough ahead for all of God's people. Praise God. Remember that scripture? If you heard the first broadcast, the Lord shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Hallelujah. Praise God. On that positive note and happy thought, I will close this broadcast. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Hey, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.